The subject of torture and interrogation has been on the agenda at the annual meeting of the nation's largest group of psychologists. The American Psychological Association voted today to prohibit its 148,000 members from participating in a number of interrogation practices, including mock executions and a simulated drowning technique called waterboarding. But the measure stops short of banning psychologists from participating in interrogations at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, or other military facilities. The San Francisco Chronicle's Bob Agelko has been following the story. I spoke with him at his home earlier today in California and asked him to explain what members of the APA voted for today.
Yeah, there were two resolutions before the Council of Representatives of the APA. This is the smaller policymaking group. First, they voted overwhelmingly not to prohibit psychologists from taking part in interrogations at Guantanamo and other military facilities. This was a resolution that had been sponsored by a dissident group, a Coalition for an Ethical APA, and they wanted to disengage psychologists from Guantanamo, much as the American Psychiatric Association had voted a year ago to stop psychiatrists from taking part. The resolution that was passed, sponsored by the APA leadership, reaffirmed the pre-existing ban on torture and specified about 14 methods with which psychologists are not supposed to take part while assisting or advising interrogators, and these include, as you said, mock executions, waterboarding, forced nudity, sexual humiliation, use of dogs, and so forth. There were certainly allegations that psychologists had either helped the military in devising ways to question people using some of these techniques, or at least had lent their prestige to the use of them, and the association voted to say that whatever role you play in interrogation or training interrogators, you may not take part in these.
Is there any teeth to this? What would the penalty be?
It's an ethical prohibition, so you can be removed from the APA, and as a result, you could lose your professional license in a number of states, including California, if you violate this. So, there are teeth to it if you run afoul of it. Question is, will you? A lot of this information about who participates in interrogations and the names of them are classified. And in fact, when you ask the American Psychological Association leadership, what about the reports of psychologists, they say, give me names. And there aren't many.
Now, you mentioned that psychiatrists had already taken up this issue. What took the APA so long to grapple with this?
Well, the APA has been dealing with it for a while, ever since media reports started surfacing 2004, 2005 about psychologists' role. And I think that it's simply taken a movement this long to crystallize in demands to disengage psychologists from interrogations in Guantanamo. The more media reports surface and the more this kind of goes on the record. One of the arguments has been not just that psychologists play a role in making these interrogations that are more psychologically coercive, but that they lend a veneer of legitimacy to the administration's claim that we don't torture, we interrogate humanely. The psychiatrists are no longer associated with it, so now it's the psychologist to whom the administration can turn and say, you see, independent mental health professionals are on hand to say that we act humanely. And that's certainly one of the dissident group's arguments. Well, let's take the cover away. If psychologists were to disengage, it wouldn't shut down Guantanamo. Sometimes some of the people I interviewed almost acted as if that would be the end of it. Realistically, that's not the case. I think this is more about the profession, really, than it is about the conduct of the American government.
Well, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, you're welcome.
That's Bob Agelko, who has covered the story for the San Francisco Chronicle.